welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. I'm Melissa Bartlett, and with me is markets editor Luke Milner, who is the European editor for phenol and acetone. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Melissa.
So we're going to be talking today about the phenol adders. Now, I understand that adders for phenol are negotiated on a quarterly and an annual basis. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. I mean, sometimes people also negotiate them on a semi-annual basis. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, yes, most people are working either on a quarterly adder or on an annual adder. And I guess today we'll be focusing on the annual adders.
Absolutely. So the first thing I wanted to ask you, is there really any interesting features this year for the annual adders?
Well, one thing which seems to have struck several people in the market is just the fact that the market isn't particularly in line at the moment. There seems to be quite a broad range of things happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen as a result of that is people talking about increases in adders and people talking about adders rolling over, and people even talking about cases where there have been decreases. Also, I was speaking with one producer last week who was saying actually negotiations for 2017 have been quite tough and harder than expected, also more complicated than in previous years, just because there are various movements happening in the market. Mm-hmm. And so pushing forward with certain arguments has been made harder just because of others perhaps taking a very different tack.
So in light of that, how would you say negotiations are progressing so far?
Well, it does seem that negotiations are progressing relatively rapidly. I heard from one producer who said they have already concluded pretty much all of their ad negotiations 2017. Other people in the market are at very different stages, you know, very early stages. Mm-hmm. But what we seem to have seen is, so far in the early adders, there is not a clear message of how things are going for the majority of the market. Mm-hmm. What we've seen is some people saying very clearly adders are increasing, others saying, well, you know, at the end of the day, things are rolling over, and still more saying, well, actually, we've been able to get a bit of a decrease, or from the sales side, what we've had to allow for a slight decrease, you know. So the picture is pretty varied right now.
Certainly something to watch out for over the next couple of weeks and months, see how those negotiations progress, I presume.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be very interesting to see who wins out. You know, we're seeing lots of different arguments. There's the argument that benzene prices are likely to be at a similar level to the levels we're seeing now, which is being put forward as really an argument for fairly stable pricing. We are also seeing arguments about extra phenol capacity coming online in the Middle East during 2017, which are being used as arguments for lower adders. There's also arguments to suggest, well, the price of the co-product acetone has actually been quite strong this year, and so that's also being used as an argument for lower adders. However, producers are looking at that argument saying, well, really, it's out of place. It's not really relevant in the discussion with the phenol adders, because they're really just focused on what is happening with phenol and margins with phenol. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting just to see who wins out and how things develop.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to explain that to us, Luke. That's all we have for today, but do catch up with the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Bartlett.